Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo. Now, we are starting off with news of red flag legislation passing the Senate on Friday. What can you tell us about this bill?
For those Otero residents who have been watching Senate Bill 5, the Extreme Risk Firearm Protection Order Act, the bill was passed by the Senate by a margin of 2 votes on Friday. That was 22 to 20. Now, the thing to note is that there were 2 abstentions in this particular vote, and there was hours of debate with amendments added to the bill before its passage. Some of those amendments really clarified who would be in charge of making appeals to the court to remove firearms in cases where there is a extreme risk posed as per the bill. Now, this bill has been extremely controversial. It has been the extremely controversial bill of the legislative session, and now it's moving on to the House. Now, if it's passed in the House, it's sure to undergo debate there as well, and it makes it to the governor's desk. The governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, has indicated that she would sign it.
Okay, now this seems to be a very partisan bill as well, correct?
Correct. The major split is the conservatives, the GOP, and their point of view that this is a straight infringement of the U.S. Constitution and the right to bear arms, whereas the Democratic side of the aisle is looking at it as a protection order bill meant to give another level of protection for those who might have been victims of domestic violence or gun violence, those who might be suffering from a mental illness or other emotional disability. So they are looking at it from a protection standpoint, while the GOP is saying very firmly that this is not the way to go about ensuring protections for those at-risk groups.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. Now we are moving on to a story, a New Mexico in-depth report about teacher shortages in the state. You ran this story. What can you share with us?
Correct. So this report was by Sylvia Uola, who's a reporter with New Mexico in-depth, and she dived deep into teacher shortages across the state of New Mexico. Well, some of the most staggering items that she noted was that while the governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, she's bragged about a 13% drop in teacher vacancies in her State of the Union speech. What we found was that there are 89 school districts across New Mexico who couldn't fill, and it's a total rounded number of 744 teaching slots in 2018. That number was 740. So there's been an increase in the number of empty positions. Now, one of the things that the districts are doing to help fill that gap are alternative teaching licenses and substitute long-term substitutes. Now, those are not perfect solutions for these school districts, as it's been found that having a teacher helps with having a teacher in that subject, in that classroom every day, helps with student continuity and learning, but also provides that student the sense of security along with their parents that that child is getting the education that they need. Now, if you've got a chance to read this reporting, it's a very in-depth look at some of the challenges that these school districts face and also what the proposed budget the governor has in place will do for these districts.
Jessica, thanks for updating us with news from the area, and we will talk with you next week on Alamogordo Now.
Look forward to it.